doubt it. Yes, sir. I would think we, out of 258 Democrats, or 57, what we have right now, I think it's 257, I'd think we'd lose 100.
So I'd give you 160, roughly.
Roughly, and maybe we'd be lucky to get 40, more than 40 Republicans. I don't think we'd get 40. And if we were real lucky, we might lose a little less than 100 Democrats, but I doubt it. You know, we won't get over 2 votes out of Oklahoma. They're just scared to death, these damn doctors, and I don't know why. Tom Steed just told me he wasn't going to vote for it. Wasn't going to vote for Ed or Appalachia. And he usually votes with us. Ed Edmondson might, Victor Wickersham might. I wouldn't bet that both of them would. I'd think one of the two would.
Well, we got a hell of a shape, haven't we?
Yes, sir. But that's where we are.
What do you think about things generally? Do you think Goldwater doing any good?
Listen, you'd just be surprised how much sense, how much more optimistic I am since the convention. I was getting a little worried about myself down there in Little Dixie. No fooling it. I was catching on this civil rights thing, you know. But I don't hear it anymore. I hear a little, but it's all inspired by Bud Wilkinson's bunch. It's not general like it was. Every letter that's come in today has been encouraging. I made 25 calls to McAllister on Sunday, and 25 people, and I picked them in every part of the county and the town of McAllister, and I picked every kind of people, every walk of life. I tried to find out how well off we were. I didn't find one person that's going to vote against you or me. I found 2 or 3 that were going to vote against Harris but might come around. But I did find several of them a little worried about Harris's position down there. They say all these high school coaches down there are out working hard for Wilkinson. And Harris hadn't got anybody working for him. Now that's...
Well, we haven't got anybody working for us, have we?
Well, but you've got everything going. We've got the county committee working for us, sir. You'll have people hauling voters to the poll. You won't have to worry. You'll carry my county. I'll bet you a steak dinner or anything you want to bet that you carry my county by more than 3-1. Yes, sir.
Will I carry Oklahoma?
Yes, sir. Otis Sullivan's been out over the state. He's the political writer for the Daily Oklahoma. He told me that Harris will not carry Oklahoma as of today, that he can if you carry it by over 100,000. He says you'll carry it by 100,000 as of today. And we got to do something to get Fred Harris, get people for Fred Harris. They like him. They don't dislike him, but they just don't. They're not working for him. And that's our big problem down there. And you get him on that plane with you when you come in there, if you can. Let him get off with you, at least to get on it.
Say, how much is this Matt McCloskey thing going to hurt us?
Oh, I don't think they're going to pay. They're not going to pay any attention to that in Oklahoma. Not a bit. The only people going to pay attention to that are...
How much are they paying attention to it up in the Congress?
I haven't heard anybody say a word about it except Gross. And he talks about everything. I haven't heard one Democrat express one ounce of fear about it. Not one.
Well, you keep your ear to the ground now and tell me the truth and let me know. And I don't know anything we can do except just to have an issue. And I think it'll beat some Republicans if we can ever get them or get them on record in these cities. I just believe it'll beat the hell out of them. But I think you're right about Oklahoma and Texas. They all scared those doctors.
They're scared of it, but I'll tell you, it's moving in our direction fast now. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Right after that civil rights bill, it got a little rough down there. I'm not joking, boy. They had a few go down in bus loads and unload in some of those little old country restaurants down there, and they threw them out bodily, you know. That's no joke.
Thank you, Carl. I love you, and you sure was proud of you at the convention. I just thought that's the best platform that ever come out of there, and my boys worked with you pretty good, didn't they?
Hell, it was really good.
Didn't we have a pretty good organized outfit when we went in? They we taught them how to run a convention, didn't we?
That is right. I'll tell you, next time, I'm going to give you one little piece of advice. Next time, your boys have got to get with these state committees and be darn sure that on the platform, the credentials committee,
I'm in.
We know who's put on before they get there.
That's right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye.